big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Rock me till you melt away the ice. Do the cool shake, and do the cool shake. When I holler bop bop, baby, don't stop. You know I mean the cool shake. You know I mean the cool together, then we you and do the cool shake, and do the cool shake. When I holler bop bop, baby, don't stop. You know I mean the cool shake.
Bop, bop, baby, don't stop. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the May 22nd, 2008 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and as always, I'm happy to have you here, especially in a crazy, mixed-up world like this is. I'm going to give you an hour of group therapy. Yep, that's right. And we started off with the Dell Vikings. Issued either late May or early June of 1957, the Dell Vikings gave us Cool Shake. And we're going to do another one by the Dell Vikings right now. This one's recorded in 1958 and only came out on a Mercury LP and EP. Here are the Dell Vikings once again, and this is called Oh Tonight.
Oh, tonight, 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 tonight,
tonight. That's when I want to be with you. You in my arms. charms. Oh, tonight. The stars will shine so high above. The moon will shine through the trees. We'll be on the highest mountain. The world we will see. Tonight, there's been a war to be.
Chicken was gone. Who stole the chicken?
We don't know.
Tell me who stole the chicken.
It must have been Joe.
But Joe is doing time, you know. I see one little chicken is gone.
Cock-a-doodle-doo-doo-wah. Cock-a-doodle-doo-doo-wah.
Well, I went back out to look in the bin. I saw the red cockatoo, but I didn't see the hen. This thing is getting bad, my friend. Now another little chicken is gone. Tell me who stole the chicken.
It must have been Fred.
Tell me who stole the chicken.
You heard what we said.
Well, it couldn't have been Fred, cause Fred is dead. Now another little chicken is gone. Well, I went back down to investigate. Guess who I saw stooping? It was Big Fat Kate. She's stealing the rooster, she'd stolen the pen. Now she's running with the big fat hen. That's why I'm calling the police. Now that I know that gal's a thief, no circumstantial evidence, cause Kate is trapped in the barbed wire fence. Who stole the chicken?
We don't know.
Tell me who stole the chicken?
It must have been Joe.
Well, Joe is doing time, you know. I see another little chicken is gone. One little chicken.
One little chicken.
Two little chickens.
Two little chickens.
Three little chickens are gone.
That's not me doing that imitation. That's an actual chicken, I think. I had to hire that chicken just for the record. The four tunes right there on Jubilee from August 1955. And that was called Three Little Chickens, as if you didn't know it was something about chickens. And just before that, the American version of You're Not Too Old to Rock and Roll by the Deep River Boys. That was issued on Vic Records, August 1956. It was recorded March 28th of that year. The Deep River Boys, I've heard a couple of different versions of that. I think the European version or maybe the LP version is different from that. But that's the one that's on a 45 RPM on RCA subsidiary Vic. You're Not Too Old to Rock and Roll by the Deep River Boys. And the Del Vikings on Mercury on LP or EP only, never a single. Oh, tonight, and we're going to move right along and stay on the Mercury label for one or maybe two more. This one came out in March of 1958 by the Miller Brothers, not the Mills Brothers, but the Miller Brothers, and it's called If I Had a Car.
Car. Oh baby, here we are. We're stuck again. Walking back home again. It wouldn't seem very far if I had a car. I'd always dream about you.
Just me and you. Ooh, baby,
yeah.
What we could do. We could go to places we ain't never been before. Never have to walk home.
No more, no more.
And every time we stop for a line, I still a kiss. I had a car.
This is the fastest record flip over you ever heard.
You'll never know unless you try. You'll never know what love can do, long as you keep acting shy, afraid to let your dreams come true. You'll never know how much you miss. Your happiness might pass you by. Wonder what it's like to kiss. You'll never know unless you try. From the moment you're in love, you will understand the reason why. The thing that you've been dreaming of can all be yours if you will try.
You never know unless you try.
Come to
Yes, we are commercial-free, and I'm not going to give you any commercials because of that. Just now, we heard two recordings by the Miller Brothers on Mercury, March 1958. They are on each side of a single 45, and both of them were issued at exactly the same time. The Miller Brothers, If I Had a Car, was the first one, and just now they gave us something called Try. I want to thank all of you who heeded my warning and contacted me in the last couple of weeks by internet or snail mail or even telephone, thank you very much. And because you did that, I'm going to move on and play some more records and stop talking. I have a gospel record for you coming up that's kind of odd. It came out only on an album on Regent, a subsidiary of Savoy. It's by the Selah Jubilee Singers, that's right. The title of the one I'm playing is called it's called Feel Like a Fight, is the actual title. Feel Like a Fight. I got that from Savoy catalog listings. Although on the album it's mistitled I Feel Like Fighting. What's really good about this is that the members are, number one, Napoleon Brown is the baritone. Those of you who know who Napoleon Brown is, that's Nappy Brown. Mm-hmm. He did gospel records before he did those R&B records. The lead on this is Clyde Wright. So in August 9th, 1955, when this was recorded, he must have just left the Sultans and was on his way to a long, long career with the Golden Gate Quartet. A tenor in here is Junius Parker, and the bass is Jimmy Gorham. So the Selah Jubilee Singers will give us something called Feel Like a Fight. But before we do that, I want to give you a really nice doo-wop on the MZ label by the Crystal Tones from 1959, and this is called A Girl I Love.
Shine. rings, and the angels began to sing. I know that a voice from on high, oh Lord, came to me. As that voice came, Lord, to me, you open up my little eyes, my child, you can see now. That's what I feel, so much like fighting, yeah, every day. Let me tell you, I feel
just like fighting
for the Lord every day.
Lord,
yeah, Lord, I feel
just like fighting,
so much like fighting on,
just like fighting
for the
Lord
every day.
Lord,
yeah, Lord, it's been so.
So nice and kind,
Lord.
So nice and kind.
You opened my eyes when I was blind, Lord. That's what I feel.
So much like fighting.
So much like fighting on,
just like fighting
for the Lord,
Lord
every day.
Every day.
I feel, child,
just like fighting.
Let me tell you, I feel
just like fighting
for the Lord,
Lord every day.
Every day.
Lord, every day.
Oh, you've been so,
so nice and kind.
So mighty nice and kind. You open my eyes, Lord, but I open my eyes. That's what I feel.
So much like fighting.
Hey, hey,
every day.
Oh, oh,
ooh. Hey, what about the hate?
Oh. Well, one guy, okay. You listen to the Big Beat Show.
Hey.
My name is Curly Dinkins.
And my name is Gaynell Hodge.
And my name is Leon.
And Hughes. We are the Flames.
Are we gonna be the
Hollywood Flames?
How about the Hollywood Flames?
Okay, that's the correct old name then.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Let's do it again, okay?
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. You listen to the Big Beat Show. My name is Curly Dinkins.
My name is Gaynell Hodge.
And my name is Leon Hughes.
Hey,
fool, 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 that I was to fall for you. Fool, 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 that I was to fall for you. When I first met you, darling, I knew I couldn't win. But I kept right on a trying, 'cause trying is no sin. Well, fool, 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 that I was to care for you. Oh, what a fool I was to think that you could love me too. Goodbye, dear, and I'm sorry to my heart. Even though I knew someday, dear, we were through before the start. Well, fool, 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 that I was to fall for you. Oh, what a you, darling. Though I'm left out in the cold, I guess that I still love you and we'll always be the same old fool.
Oh, yeah, K-Star, backed up by the Lancers on a 45. They're actually credited in the upper, their 3 o'clock slot on the label. K-Star covering the Clovers with Fool, Fool, Fool on Capitol Records from 1952. And just before that, really great doo-wop out of Connecticut, I believe, on the MZ label from 1959, the Crystal Tones and A Girl I Love. And, yep, it was... Well, in the middle there, we heard the Selah Jubilee Singers, and those of you who know Clyde Wright's voice heard him there. A little laid back, but that was Clyde, all right, and Feel Like a Fight on a Regent LP. I'll get the LP, and I'll give you the number in a minute. I just put it away, but I'll give you the number of the LP. That's the only way that ever, ever came out. We're going to hear from Woody Robinson in a moment, but first I want to give you a little information. Don't forget, on Sunday afternoons, WRHU.org on your internet, and it's 88.7 out there in Long Island also. Gordon and Frank are always there playing great, great stuff for you. And in a couple of weeks, George Frunze, who has an internet show, is going to be guest over there on WRHU on the Sunday Serenade, so you really want to tune in them in every Sunday that you possibly can. George Frunze is going to be a guest here, too, apparently, coming up probably in June, so I'm looking forward to that also. And don't forget, you internet people, Gold Radio on Sunday afternoons from 6 to 8. You'll hear Sam Carson, and from 8 to 10, George Frunze has his own show. That's goldoldies.com. Goldoldies.com, and then you'll click onto Gold Radio and find your way around, and really worthwhile to do that, okay? So here's Woody Robinson.
Your love.
I'm a sailor. that's all I'll ever be. For thinking you'd come back someday to me. Now I'm the kind of guy who carves hearts on a tree. Dreaming of a love that cannot be. No, you never could be a girl for one alone. And you never would be a girl to call my own. I'm a sentimental fool to feel the way I do. Set a medal over you. You never could be a girl for one alone. You never would be a girl to call my own. I'm a sentimental fool to feel the way I do. Set a medal over you.
Yeah, their first of 33 records that they did for Capitol Records. That one of June 1951. The Four Nights and Sentimental Fool. What a nice, mellow Gene Alford lead that one is, huh? And it was Woody Robinson and an unnamed group on the Monticello label from 1960, Please Be Mine, All Mine. Now, let's see if we can go to Louise Murray doing lead on this one with the Hearts. Ina Louise and the Hearts on Argyle Records from 1959. Never get tired of hearing this one. This is Prisoner to You.
Oh, Darling, when I'm gone, darling, will you still love me? Will I be your love, our faded memory?
Darling, say your love is mine always. Cause darling, I love you so. Darling, when I'm gone, will you still love me? Will I be your love, our faded memory? Darling, near afar, my love will last. But will I be your love, a memory of the past?
I'm asking you these questions. Please answer, dear, and be true. Will I be your love forever?
My fate depends on you, you, you.
Oh, darling, you're mine.
My love will last.
Will I be your love, or a memory of the past?
This thing called love, I can't understand. With you, I should have known I'd never stand a chance. There was Joe and James. My heart couldn't stand the pain, so I cried. How I felt when I found out he was my best friend. And there was Joe and James. My heart couldn't stand the pain, so I cried. Can mean so much to me when there is Joe and James. My heart couldn't stand the pain, so I cried.
Cry.
Yes, I cried. I cried. Low tears.
yes, I did. I cried. That was called This Thing Called Love by the Invictors. Invictors, not Invictas, on TPE Records from October 1962. This Thing Called Love by the Invictors, out of Georgia, by the way. And just before that, The Chimes on Arrow. Not Lenny Coco and The Chimes at all, but this great group of, that call themselves The Chimes out of, I think, North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, or some of them. But on the New York's Arrow Records from February 1958, we heard Faded Memory. Yeah, that's right. I can't even read. And Ina Louise and the Hearts with Prisoner to You on the Argyle record label from 1959. Let's go back to 1959 again for this one, June 1959. From Michigan, or Wisconsin, the Val Quinns, and eventually one of them became Huffy Wright, was in the Val Quinns, joined the El Dorados and was singing for them, with them for a long time. But here are the Val Quinns on Gaiety Records, and this is called Falling Star.
Darling, I still love you so. But there's one thing I want you to know.
Bye. out on a mule in a stall. I just got back on mad as a loon. Ain't had no rest yesterday. Went to the stable as I do as a rule. Who's been riding my mule?
Favorite female group records, Penny and the Overtones on Rim Records from May 1958, and a wild great version of Walking My Baby Back Home. And on Sapphire Records from July 1956, we heard The Nobles and Who's Been Riding My Mule. I guess only if you're a farmer or a rural person understand that one, I guess. The Nobles, Who's Been Riding My Mule. And it was Falling Star by the Valquins on Gaiety from June 1959. I think I actually have time to get in a little extra record here. Now, this record is a pretty rare record, and it was reissued illegally, actually, I guess in the late 80s, by a group called the Teen Kings on the B Records label, B number 1115, from 1959, and it's called That's a Teenage Love. Now, the thing about the second pressing of the illegal issue that came out, you could hardly, it was over-echoed and badly produced, and you could hardly understand any of the words. Well, now we're going to listen to it without all that over-echoing and bad production. You still can't understand the words. Here are the Teen Kings, and That's a Teenage Love.
Oh,
You know, that's actually a good example of, it's true, sometimes the lyrics don't even count. If you like the style and the harmony and the exuberance that goes on in the song like that, that's what you hear. You don't have to hear every word, and I certainly didn't hear many of the words in there, but you know what? It's a great record anyway. All right, so that was, what did we just hear? The Teen Kings on B Records from 1959 out of Pennsylvania, actually, and that's a teenage love. Just before that, Penny and the Overtones on RIM. Okay, now, just want to say, I got one more record. I think I've got 20 or 21 in tonight, something like that, more than usual. I'm going to take it out with something by the Metro Chords on Admiral Records from 1961. But I want to let you know that in 2 weeks, Karen Efron will be here as special guest on the Big Beat Show. I'm looking forward to that. And then in the month of June, we're going to have Mark Del Costello. Will be here sometime in June talking about his great show that he's putting on down in southern western New Jersey. George Frunze will be here probably during July, I believe, and also Kenny Thompson will be here hasn't been here in a long, long time, wants to do a special show for us. So I tell you what, I'm looking forward to all of that. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show with Richard Skelly. Should be coming up very shortly in just about 4 minutes and 10 seconds, okay? But right now we're going to take it out, as I mentioned, with the Metro Chords on Admiral Records from 1961. And this is called It's a Shame. And it is a shame that I have to end this show tonight, but that's what we do every week right here on WRSU since 1981 with no 2-year gaps or anything like that. I'm totally honest about this. Here are the Metro Chords. It's a Shame. May harmony be with you. Until next time, thanks for listening. Good night.
Please let me tell you a little story about a girl that I know so well, but it's such a shame.
Such a shame, oh, a shame.